Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Tes, and we are going to stop on the top line. Tes Amud Aleph begins the Gemara. Ul Rebbe Yishmael to Omer. Again, picking up on discussion that the Mishnah had said that the Sar Nasa Befnim was mechaper for a case where there was not a yediyah at the beginning, but there was a yediyah in the end. So the Rebbe Yishmael to Omer ain bo yediyah betchila v'yesh bo yediyah besof bar korban hu. So according to that type of situation, the person is chayev to bring a korban, right? He didn't know at the beginning, but he did have a yediyah in the end. So then the Gemara asks, so your hanase bechutz amay mechaper. So then what type of kippur does that korban bring? The so your hanase bechutz. So it says, al she'ein bo yediyah lo betchilav lo besof. For a different case, where the person did not have a yediyah at all, neither in the beginning nor at the end. Some more challenges, and asks the question, one second. Hi, Sor Harogolim, Visor Rosh Chodoshim, Mechaprin. In that case, that you just said, so that brings the Kippur get is from the Sirim that are brought on Yom Tov, and it's brought on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yishmael, he's going like what we learned earlier, Savalok, Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say to Amar, Kol HaSirim Kipparoson, Shove Al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. So all the different Musafim, right, for Rosh Chodesh and for the Regalim and for Yom Kippur, it's all the same. They all bring Kapara for the Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav. Ella Lamai Hilchasa Iskus Chitzon Pnimi. Senoi Bezoi, if that's Pshat, then what does, within Rabbi Yishmael, what was there need to make a hekesh between the Korban, the Sar that's Nase Bifnim, so it's Nase Bichitzon. So the Gemara says, Ma Pnimi Ein Mechaper Al. No, the answer is like this. The comparison is that they only bring kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, but it doesn't bring for any other type of the averus. So the Mishnah was saying, Al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So in the case where you didn't have any yediyah in the beginning, or at the end, Seire Rogolim Seire Rosh Chodosh Mechaprin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the lumdis behind? Where does it come from? This Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Krai Darshan explains the pasuk says like this: Useir Izim Echad Lachatas LaHashem. So there's one seir, one goat that's a chatas, a sin, a korban for Hashem. So it's the last part, La Chatas, La Hashem. So the Gemara explains, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is, Chet, it's talking about a Chet, She'ein Makir Bo, El Hashem. It's a type of error that nobody else knows about. Only Hashem is aware of it. So meaning you didn't. There wasn't the idea B'tchil, there wasn't the idea B'sof. So in that case, Yehei So'er Zeh Mechaper. That's Pshat in what this type of Korban will bring a Kapora for. So what it says, one second. V'hai mi boy lay lichid reish lakish. So we have a statement of Reish Lakish, which we'll have to read and then explain carefully. To Om Reish Lakish, Ma nishtana so'ir shavosh chodesh shnemer ba'o lahashem. Why is the korban that's brought on Rosh Chodesh different? It says lahashem. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, so'ir ze yehe kapora al shemi at ti es hayareach. This korban should be a kapora. Well, I mean, the lashon we have is alf, right, for the fact that I was mamayit, that I diminished the size of the areach, the moon. So, well, Hashem needs a kapara. Hashem did something wrong. So the Mesoras Hashas quickly says, Zehu sod Mesoras Misodos HaKabbalah. This is a secret of all secrets from Kabbalah. Ve'en lahavinu k'mashmo chas v'sham. Don't read it and just think, you know, that's regular pshat. Like, chas v'sham ki kol kvudu bas melech pnima. Because Pasuk says that all the glory of the king is concealed. So there's obviously deep things going on over here. So Tosfos, all right, starts to try to work this out a little bit. And Tosfos has a different Girsa. Tosfos says about the four ends of in the middle. Yeah. Sir ze yehei kapara alai. So our Mishnah, our Gemara had the lashon of al, right? Bring it on me. The Tosfos has alai. Pirish ba'orach. So he explains like this. Seir ze kapara li Yisrael. Really, this is not a kapara for Hashem. Hashem doesn't need a kapora. It's for the Klal Yisrael. V'alai likavoa zman kapora zu. And on me, I set up the designated time for when this kapora should take place. V'kavat rosh chodesh lefayis daita shel yarech. Right? I was the one who said it. Meaning, but it's not on me. It's on the Klal Yisrael. That's the way that the Tosfos does it. So with a little bit of a different girsa and changing the commas around, we're able to make a little bit of a less problematic reading of the Gemara. It's also the Gemara famous in Rashi quotes on Chumash, it's in the Gemara in Chulin, right? But this idea that Hashem brings a Kippur. So some just learn a Musar Vort from this, that even when it's necessary for an Adon, a master, to punish his Eved, or a parent or a child, so you still have to appease them in the end, even if they did something wrong, right? And they're getting a punishment for a very good reason. The person's justified in what they're doing by punishing the child or the Rebbe, by punishing the Talmud. You still have to appease them. That's what they bring down the name of the Or Zeruah. Now, if taking a little bit more of a esoteric approach, there's the Ben Yehoyada. So the Ben Yehoyada wants to explain the Gemara like this. He writes, Yehei kapara alai shemati yaseh yareach. That's right. So first he has the lashon of alai, ayin, lamed, yud. Pirush harif. Heviu kapara elai with an aleph b'shvil chem. To me, bring the kapara to me on behalf of them. Debei Rabbi Lozer korn la'ayin alvin. Right? Because sometimes they switch the ayin and the aleph. That's what he's going to work with here. V'chein kan. Here too, alai b'mokom elai. Alai with an ayin is in the place of alai with an aleph. V'hadechasuv alai v'lo alai. It says alai with an ayin, not an aleph. Shu davar pasha b'mashmos. Nearly deremez lefi darko hasiba shalbias hasoyir shemechaprim rosh chodesh. Why do you have to bring a korban, a soyir on rosh chodesh anyway? Hu misibas kilkol chet adam harishon. Because there was a problem with creation in the, originally. V'yadua kodim shechot hayelok sonus or. So before Adam sinned, he had ksonos or with an aleph, garments of light. V'achrikach kishechot nepach l'ksonos or, and then it became a garment of leather, of skin, right? In other words, it obviously is very deep ideas, but it means that the light became more gashmi and turned into something physical. Shibimokom aleph nase ayin, because in the place of one, aleph, number one, became ayin, gematria 70. Svarim explain the idea of the 70 nations of the world coming out from the one Klal Yisrael. Okay, v'chein gam kan so too hiniach b'makom aleph the elai os ayin be'elai. So too here, there's also a switching of the aleph and the ayin. L'remish zeh hakapora hutzrucha b'shvil chet hanochash. That the reason why we need to bring a kapora, something went wrong. This is all back to the original sin when the nochash convinced Adam and Chava to even the Ezadas. Shenepach os aleph de or, the os ayin de or. So it turned the aleph of or light into the ayin of or with a skin. Uve ikr hamaymer not nearly, omru elai, rotsulomer al hanefeshi chelk aksher bikir bechem, for the nisham that's a part of the person, asher higia pagam benefesh, he chelik elokami mal, vetricha kapora lechazaka bechol rosh chodesh. So on every rosh chodesh, this is when we bring out a kapara. Again, very esoteric understanding of the Gemara. Maybe we'll just do one more. Says the in the today's daf is for Yotes Kislev, so it's kedai for us to quote from the Sefer Bira Chasidus. This is the Rosh Hashanah leChasidus Hamevin Yovin. So in the Sefer he brings Kvar doshu bezer rabim. Everyone's trying to figure out what this Gemara means. Vinir lomer lefi tos tais hayurech. There are two ways of happening. What's the vort? It said iyeshal l'shnei malachim l'shtameish bekeser echad. Really, there's the two of us kings, meaning the sun and the moon, cannot be using the same crown, meaning we can't be the same size. So really, Hashem could have, instead of lessening the moon, he could have just made the sun greater, right? Just could have made the sun brighter. So the world wasn't ready for such a light. Therefore, he had no other choice. He had to change their levels, but what's it called? The world couldn't withstand the additional amount of light, and therefore, what's it called? He had to lessen the moon. Really, it was a good taina. He was right. So why was it punished? It's the only king of taina. It wanted to become great. So that's the whole part. When a person wants to become great and wants to be a bal gaiva and make themselves big, then they're going to end. They're going to become lessened. So even though it's a very esoteric idea, the Musar is very poshut. The Liman is very poshut. If a person tries to make themselves big, in the end, they were made small. Okay, back to the Gemara. Again, just we got off in this discussion because we're discussing what the actual drasha is from the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Im kain, if really that's true, this whole drasha like a Reish Lakish, Salem Akral, the pasuk said Al Hashem, my La Hashem. Why does it say La Hashem, like to Hashem, in order to give the drasha Lichida Amar? And like we said along, that it comes to bring kapara for a type of chait that only Hashem knows about because the person did not have a yediyah, in the beginning or in the end." The Amos, one second, let's say differently. Kule lahachi huda asa. Let's say that it's coming to teach the whole halacha, and it's not coming like Reish Lakish at all. So the Amos says, one second, Im Kain, if that's really true, so name a call, the Pasuk said, Chatas Hashem, my la Hashem. What does it mean, to Hashem? Right? Wouldn't it be necessary? So Shema Mino, Tarte. So here you learn out the two different conclusions. Gemara says, V'nechap Nami. Afilu b'shar averos. So one second, let this sa'ir give a kapara for other averos, even if the person did not have any yediyah about it whatsoever. So why did Rabbi Yehuda so say he was limiting the application of for how much kapara a person gets? What cases this gets kapara? So the Tana debay Rabbi Yishmael ho'il v'zeh bo b'zman kavua v'zeh bo b'zman kavua. Since both the korban for Rosh Chodesh comes at a zman kavua set time and Yom Kippur comes at that time. So ma ze, just like this one, Yom Kippur, in mechape el al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, af ze, so too, the Rosh Chodesh Korban, in mechape el al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So when it says, ashkechan siri Rosh Chodeshim, fine. We have a source now that tells us that the siri for Rosh Chodesh, that will bring a kapara for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Okay. Seire haragolim minalan. So one second, where do you know that the korbanos that are brought on Yom Tov is also b'mchaper for things? V'chitim, if you're going to say ha nami kidetana debe Rabbi Yishmoel, you can say no. This is what we learn from Tana debe Yishmoel. No, iklimifrach. I could ask you a kash on that. I could slug it up. I midrosh chodesh. If you're going to tell me that you're going to compare it to Rosh Chodesh, shekein toder, because it's so frequent, so therefore it's not a good comparison. V'i midi Yom Kippurim, and if you can tell me, no, really, just we'll compare it to Yom Kippur, shekein meruba kaparoso. No, that has an extended, an expansive amount of kaparos, so that's not comparable to that, right? V'chi tema, amud bet, ha gamrinon Rosh Chodesh midi Yom Kippurim v'lo parchinon. If you're going to tell me that you could learn out Rosh Chodesh is compared to Yom Kippur, you can't slug it up. So Hossam, the reason over there, meaning by the Seir for Rosh Chodesh, Kapara Michtav Ksiva. It's written in the Pasuk, the way Rav Yehuda was explaining, right? And then when we make this Hekesh, that's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu. It's just, it's a Gilui Milsa. Aval Hocha, but here by the Seire for the Regalim, Ikele Meimar Kuli Milsa Logam Rinon. So in that case, you can say, you can't learn out the whole thing from comparing it to the Yom Kippur, right? Because Yom Kippur, we said, gets much more of a extensive kapara. So it'd be like this. Rather, you have to say, Ela keda alma Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. It's like the following drasha from Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Seir u Seir. This is coming up on tomorrow's daf, okay? It's explain Rabbi Meir over there. Hochanami Seir u Seir. Iskish Seir Regalim Seir Rosh Chodeshin. So we make a hekesh between the Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh korbanos. Ma Seir Rosh Chodeshim Ein Mechapim Ela Al Shein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchiv Lo B'Sof. And just like the Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper when you didn't have a yediyah at the beginning or the end, so too Af Seir HaRegalim Ein Mechapim Ela Al Shein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. Okay, Iboy Lahu. So we had the following question. Ki amar Rabbi Yehuda al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'tchiv lo b'sof. So when this whole thing we're saying now, this whole drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Again, the kaponos of Rosh Chodesh and Golem, that's when you get the kapara. Sahani mili bechet she'ein sofo Livada. That's talking about a case which we'll never know. She'ain't so Livada because there was nobody there when the person became Tame. Aval. Chet is so for Livada, but in a case where the end will come out, see Rashi explains what the case is, where the end will realize, Kimi Sheyesh Yediyah Besof Tami, right? Is that like a person who really did have the Yediyah in the end, right? Besor Hanase Bechutz Yom Kippur Mechaper, right? That's one way of looking at it, then we'll get Kippur from that. Oh, Dilma, right? Dilma is from the source, the English word dilemma. I have a dilemma, maybe another way of looking at it. Oh, Dilma, Afila Chet is so for Livada, Hashtemihu Chet Shein Makibo El Hashem Krina Bey. And therefore, the Seirim for Rosh Chodesh and the Seirim of the Regalim would be mechaper for it, right? That's how you have to learn that thing. So Rashi speaks out over here. Rashi says, so Sofa Livad, about, I don't know, 15 lines down where it's thin. Kigon Shira'uhu Shinitma. Someone saw him get Tameh, right? V'nichnas l'mikdash v'sofa l'hodiya, right? So they're going to tell him. They saw the person become Tameh, and then in the end, you know, they tell him about it after he went in. Or that's the Rashi's Peshat. The Rimagash says that a person walked down a particular derech and then goes into the base of Migdash. And then afterwards, they found out that there was some tumah on the road that the person walked by. So that would be the other case of sofa livada. Okay. So then, the Gemara says, "So Tashma, let's figure it out." Titanium, we learned in the Brisa. Al she'ein b'yediyah lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof v'chet she'sof v'livada si'ir ha'galim si'ir rosh chadashe mechaperin divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So you see that there would in fact be mechaper in the case. Okay, and then she said, "Reb Shimon Omer si'ir ha'galim mechaperim avalo si'ir rosh chadashim." So only the si'irim that are brought on a regil is mechaper in the case where the person did not have any yediyah at all, but Rosh Chodesh is not going to be, right? So what does that do? That's a person who like unwillingly eats kabonos while he was tummy. Some more explains now. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Yoshaya, my time in the Rebbe Shimon. What's the reason behind Rebbe Shimon's svara, his shita? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, va'osa nosom lachem laseis es avon Ha'eda. Pasuk in, this is by Shemini. V'hai kro b'sa'ir d'rosh chodesh k'siv, v'yalif avon avon mitzitz, ne'mer kan avon ne'mer lahalan avon, ma lahalan tumas boser, afkan tumas boser. So let's try to break this down a little bit. Rashi explains, v'osa nosan lachem, we're talking b'sa'ir hachatas asher dorosh moshe v'hine sorif k'siv, right? This is the whole machlokis between Moshe and Aaron. Did he act properly? So Aaron, who is the Kohen Gadol, Aaron's Yesod comes from the world of Torah Shebaal Peh. This is Gedalia Shor has this in his Sefer. This is the first time you find a svar being used to interpret the halacha. So Moshe has an argument because the psukim don't seem to make sense like that. And Aaron, Hakohen, uses a svar. He's the makor of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the union of Chanukah, as we're coming to, as he explains. So he makes a svar over there. Shel Rosh Chodesh Haya, right? V'shlosha se'irim korvu v'yoyim shehukam hamishkan. There were three different korbanos that bought on that day, right? With the miluim. V'hu yom shmini shel hamiluim. So'ir shel Rosh Chodesh, right? So one of them was the special, that was Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Dechsiv be'echad l'chodesh takimes hamishkan oyom moed. V'sor d'nachshon shehikriv l'chanukas hamizbeach. So one was a special, unique korban for that time only of Nachshon from Shevet Yehuda. V'chol ha'nasim omer se'ir izim echad l'chatas, right? That's the special korbanos they brought. V'sor shmini ksiv. It says, El b'nei Yisrael tedaber le'mor kechu se'ir izim l'chatas. V'ashnayim ochlu. So two of them were eaten. V'shal rosh chodesh nisraf. That was burned up. Hi'afina b'toras kohanim v'shchitas chodoshim. Shchitas kodshim, perek tvo yom, right? Zegoran zavachim. So that's those are three korbanos that we're discussing over here. Now it's from the pasuk of Osa Nosan Lachem in Parsha Shemini. So then we made a hekesh between Avon Avon. So Avon Avon mitzitz says Rashi by the tzitz dechsiv bei v'nosa Aron es Avon hakadoshim. So malo halin tumas baser she'ein hatzitz meratze al tumas haguf. El al hadam o al hachelev, o al habosar, shal ola shakari betuma, umiratze tzitz al hakorban shemach shiro l'rotzon, shein abaylim tzrichim lahevi korban achir, sa'afkan, so to hear, tumas basar, yechaper al oiche basar, kodesh tamei v'hu tahor. When a person eats kodesh, the word tamei, but he himself was tahor, right? Someone says, "E malahalan olin afkan olin." So one second, if you're really going to make a comparison, then you can go even a step further. Just like over there, the pasuk was only talking about, but the tzitz is talking about korbanos that are ola. So too, we'd have to be talking about the ola ha'eda, right? So that's showing that it's only for a person's personal avera of eating that, right? That became tummy. So michdi migmar gomri mehadadi. So we can learn one from the other. Let's just do Rashi one second before we go on. Imalahalin olin ma tits ein mechaper al shum chait el miratze al ha'olin. It's not on a chait per se. It's only it's going ola on the what's it called mizbeach. So afze yiratze al ha'olin ki heiched de avit tits. Okay, so what also we have, it's limited. V'naf kamino leheiched de nishbar hatits. Okay, so we're going to get to a second. So he's quoting that. V'lechaper al avon ha'odam ha'oichad. It's not going to have on the person who's eating it. Okay, let's go back to that was the Rashi. We'll see the Gemara is quoting back again. Go back a second. Michti migmar gomri. So let the soyer of Rosh Chodesh be mechaper on itself, meaning the cases it normally brings kapar for, and it could be mechaper on the things that the tzitz do, right? Nafgamina lehecha de nishbar hatzitz. So the difference would be in a case where the tzitz got broken. So when it says Amar Kra Avon, no, the pasuk says Avon, the sin. Avon echad hu noisei, only one sin it will carry, bear, but it will not be mechaper for two different averas, two avonos. The Gemara says, one second, let the tzitz be mechaper for itself, the case that it normally brings kapar for, and Rosh Chodesh, and also it could be for Rosh Chodesh, right? In this case, the nafkamina letuma de era bein ze lezeh. So the nafkamina would be in the case where a person was metame the mikdash, right? But it happened between the two korbanos. No, I'm sorry. Right? Between two korbanos of Rosh Chodesh and then the next one. Yeah? Bein Zeh Lezeh is going on two different Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Kra, no, Osa. It's a miyut. That one, it says. What does it mean? Osa noisei avon, ve'ein acheres noisei avon. It'll be mechaper for that one of air, but it's not going to be mechaper on a different one. So Rav Ashi, Amar, k'siv hacha avon ha'eda, eda v'lo kadoshim. So another proof that each one, both the tzitz and the sar, are giving a different type of kapara, because it says avon ha'eda. So the drosh is like this. Eda v'lo kodoshim. It's going to be mechaper only on the congregation, but on the korbanos. The hosim k'sim, but the other says avon hakodoshim. So the miyut is the other way. Kodoshim v'lo eda. It's only going to be for kodoshim, but not for the aid of the congregation. So what's actually Ravashi pulling out here? So there's a hay on each one, right? It says ha eda. The community, the congregation, ha kadoshim, and the kadoshim, the holy korbanos. So therefore, that ha, the thing, it's like a miyut. That's the last Rashi in the daf. Rashi says, Rav Ashi Omer he yaseira. There's an additional hey. It didn't have to say, right? Ha eda ude kadoshim dorish limiute. So it's coming to a miyut. The miyut is on this case. It is mechaper, but is not mechaper on the other avera. Okay. All right, Mitzvah Shem, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up with this tomorrow.